Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from San Antonio. Cattle industry convention underway. Ethan Lane is our guest today in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. The program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference that includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com. Cattle producers from all across the country gathering here in San Antonio for the cattle industry's annual convention and trade show. Our report's being powered this week by DuraCore Herbicide from Corteva AgriScience. And we had the opportunity here at the front end of the meeting to talk with the new head of the Washington, D.C. office for NCBA, Ethan Lane, who says that folks gathering here in San Antonio, the cattle producers gathering, will have a lot to celebrate this year.
We really do have a lot on our plate to celebrate this year. You know, going through our priorities list from last year's convention in New Orleans, there's a lot of green check marks this year. We've accomplished a lot. We've covered a lot of ground. Trade has been a real bright spot this year. You know, years and years of work on some of these access deals is starting to pay off between the Japan agreement that we saw back in the fall that's now in effect, the phase one China deal that we just saw signed, the increase in the quota going into the EU. You know, these are big deals, and not to mention obviously USMCA finally getting across the finish line late, but still there, and with the resounding vote we knew it would have. That really gives us the ability to take some wins there and start focusing on where we go next, right? There's obviously going to be an implementation piece. We're still waiting to see some of the details of the China deal, but we like what we see so far. Now we can turn our attention to some of these other markets. We can start looking at more action in the EU. We can start looking at the UK, obviously, now that Brexit has occurred. That's going to create some real opportunities for us. We also have a tremendous opportunity to, you know, grow that footprint in other parts of the world. Once you see countries like China start to step away from some of those non-scientific trade barriers, what a great record to start to push our quality product, what we're doing here in the U.S., and tell that story to consumers that haven't had a chance to see it before. So we really want to capitalize on that.
I would think of all those that you mentioned, that perhaps the parcel agreement with Japan has the most immediate impact for U.S. beef.
Oh, without question, because the infrastructure is there. It's already our largest trading partner. That's a $2 billion market for us. So coming down from that 38.5% tariff to join our competitors at 26 and on that track down to 9 is a home run, because, you know, we know that Japanese market wants what we're selling. They like that flavor profile. They like our fed beef. They like what we produce. So giving us competitive access in there, the fact that we were already doing $2 billion worth of business with that 38% tariff speaks volumes about our customer base there. So that's really good news for us, and we're excited to see that move forward.
And one thing that is obviously coming across the finish line, the fact that we're going to have a brand new clean water rule, a new WOTUS, if you want to call it that, in place, what, in March?
We are finally at WOTUS day, right? And we finally have a new WOTUS rule to replace that that 2015 rule that's been so problematic for producers. This has been a long time coming. It's been a long time in the works. There are a lot of different industries that come into play here. But having that clarity for our producers across the country is really a nice sigh of relief. Now, we're going to have to go to court. I mean, obviously, you know, all good things have to go through the federal court system before they finally get worked out in today's political environment. But this is massive progress. And we can't understate enough, you know, overstate enough how excited we are to just be moving forward with a new rule. And so now we'll work on implementing that. And hopefully this is one we can put to bed and get back to other issues.
Head of the D.C. office for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Delivering dependable for over 30 years, Superior Livestock's next video cattle auction coming Thursday, February 6th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 6,900 yearling steers. steers, 3,300 yearling heifers, and 13,000 weaned calves. For details, when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
That's your Beef Buzz from San Antonio. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.